Too often in our modern times, it is an abstract, gutless affair, an empty ritual, nostalgia for the absolute. But this is not the case everywhere. There are places where the absolute is alive and doing well, where modern times is little more than a rumor, and faith is a real and potent enterprise. Trade is brisk for the entrepreneur of magic and cures. Modern times, the magician will deal with that when the time comes. It should be an interesting exchange. And the interface? Where do you think?
Last dose of Zeppy medicine. It don't seem to be working.
You better get some more from Zeppy. I'm not going out this morning.
Oh? They're cutting cane on the estate. Now not a good time to miss work. We got no money save up.
Well, take some tomatoes for Zeppy.
I better go now before the sun get too hot.
Yeah. And Mina, pass by the shop and see if Lutchman got any ice.
Hi, Lutchman. Like you busy this morning?
Yeah.
What are you making?
I put in some machines in the shop, girl, to entertain my customers. What do you want, Eddie? What do you want to
get? You got ice?
I got plenty, girl.
Good. When I pass it back. I got to go and see Zeppy. Climb up that steep hill in the hot sun. You know, you should move out the bush and come down here in Takarika to live.
What do you mean? Man, Obia man got to live in the bush to work his powers? What wrong now?
Geraldo, still sick?
Maybe you should let him come tomorrow, you know, when the X-ray unit visits in Takarika.
What unit?
Yeah, they got this big mobile van what go around and take out photos to tell you if anything wrong with you.
In truth?
Girl, I tell you, this is modern days, you know, with all kinds of machines that could do wonders. That's why you think I put in these machines in the shop.
What nonsense you telling me about mobile X-ray unit? You think if they take out Geraldo's photo, he will get better?
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with Geraldo that I, the great Zeppy, can put right. Geraldo's strong and healthy like an ox. It's just that he like to take a day off now and then. He been take my medicine?
Yes, but he's still sick.
Oh, I will make it a little stronger this time. Yeah, some more... Demi semi bush. A bird pepper leaf. Little snake oil. Now, you just give him the first dose exactly at midday, when the sun in the center of the sky. Okay? Hey, what else you want?
You still haven't told me if I get rich and have plenty money.
To find that out, you have to bring more than a few overripe tomatoes. Everybody bringing tomatoes, you did. Your friend Rosa was just here with a calabash full to see if I could stop Felix from gambling.
Next time I'm going to bring you a chicken.
Oh, real money bring out my powers better than anything else, man.
You know things are hard with Geldo sick.
Rosa with a gambling husband, you with a sick one. You people in the village, I was making an excuse. I got to earn a living. My OBR powers don't work unless I'm feeling happy.
Rosa, Geldo taking a long time inside the X-ray. And the sun's so hot.
Good thing me and Felix went already, yes?
What do you have to do?
They take down your name. Then they strip you naked as the day you're born.
You lie, man. only my shirt had to take off.
Tell what, Felix?
Then you stand up in front of this machine and put your hands on your waist.
What for?
I don't know. Then you stand still. You mustn't move at all, else the picture would spoil. Then you take a deep breath and hold it.
Hold what?
Hold your breath, stupid. Then the machine goes, and it finish.
Hey, look, Zeppi coming down the road.
Hey, don't let that stupid machine fool you. Hey, who get you better when you're sick? Who bring rain when the river run dry? Who save you from disaster and misery? Not no X-ray unit. All these years, it's been the great Zeppi.
You got to try everything.
If I want, girl, I can make that machine disappear before your very eyes.
Come, Felix, boy. Let's go in the shop and get a cold drink.
Now you show some sense, woman. So, Nina, you don't trust the medicine I give you for Geldo?
Yes, Eppy, yes. It's just that the X-ray free. Ah, look him coming now.
You better go in, Nina. They want to see you.
All right.
Oh. Zeppi, that woman inside the van say I got a shadow on my lungs?
Oh.
Well, ain't you say I strong as an ox?
Sure, I say that, man.
What she mean then?
Yourself, Shallow. Hey, look down, right there on the ground in front of you. What's that you see?
My shadow.
It look like you, don't it? It belong to you. If you go anywhere, it follow you. Everybody got shadows, man.
Yeah, everybody. She must have been joking about hospital.
Yeah, well, I go into the shop.
As soon as Mina finish, we'll come too.
You see, all you have to do is to put a penny in this slot to make the jukebox work.
Imagine that, eh? I never thought we'd have these things in Tagarigua. Mina, you finished your X-ray? Come over here and see this machine, girl. It could tell you your whole future.
Come, in truth, girl?
Yes. Put a pen in this slot, you'll see. Put it.
I get the card.
When you read it, see what it says.
Prosperity and great wealth will be yours in the near future. Oh, I wish it come true. Geldo, try to see what it says for you.
You should be more careful about your health. And take no chances.
Oh, Lord, it's true. The doctor in the X-ray say you have to go to hospital.
Leave these women to amuse themselves. Jalo, come by the bar and have a drink.
Gil, Nina, we don't even need Mr. Zeppi. And he powers. Look at him in the corner, they're sulking. Let me try something. Zeppi! Zeppi! How much you think I weigh?
A little thing like you, I bet you no more than 90 pounds.
Let's see what the machine say.
115 pounds.
A dose machine just to amuse you, girl.
That's my right way, though. It looked like they could do a better job than you.
Come on, Mina and Rosa. Me and Felix leaving. Ain't no machine compare with me.
I Zeppi. Like you're losing your powers.
Never happen. Pour me a drink, Lutch.
Look at all these customers, man. Everybody coming to try out my machines.
Machines, they cost a lot of money.
Well, I get them on a never-never. Besides the business going this way, I will soon make back every cent.
Hey, man, where you get them from?
In Port of Spain. Got a new shop, you know. It opened up at the foot of Frederick Street, the corner by Independence Square. Yeah, man. They have all sorts of electrical and electronic gadgets, but out of this world.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I just browsing, looking around to what you have.
Certainly. Was there anything particular you had in mind?
Yeah, what's that thing in the corner over by there, by the window?
Well, that's just sort of a model computer I rigged up from some old parts.
Ooh, all them wires, crisscrossing, and dim colored light. It look very complicated.
Oh, it's very simple to operate if you know how. I just chassed it up with lights and sounds to attract customers.
It could work, huh?
Sure. I'll show you.
Demonstration by electronics.
He can talk to. This is just the sort of thing I need in my business.
It's not really for sale. Now, over here we have...
No, I'm interested in this one. Yeah, that is if it ain't too expensive.
Are you really serious about buying it?
Well,
we might be able to make a deal.
Tell me how it works, man.
Wait, it's not hard to understand. This is a simplified version that can even work with batteries. You feed the information in here at this end, then this red button here has to be depressed if you want to play back.
Jaloo, you can't sleep?
Oh, since I had this x-ray last week, I worry in that I won't have a cent to leave with you when I go to hospital.
I'll try to manage. We have good friends in the village. Rosa will help me, and I can sell milk from the cow and a few vegetables.
Ah, that can't keep you. I think I'll just take a little walk and cool my head.
Don't stay out too long and catch cold with the night dew. I'll leave the lamp burning. That? Rosa? At this late hour?
I seen the light still burning.
I sitting up for Jaldo. He gone to get a little fresh air.
I see him stand in the shadows by the shop. I don't think he even see me as I pass.
It's this worry about going to hospital and no money to keep things going.
I in the same boat with Felix as girl and gambling, but he still went out tonight. After we had one big fight, girl. Even Zeppi Obia have no effect on him.
Girl, people losing interest in Zeppi since Lutchman put all their machines in his shop.
It's true. I don't see him around so often lately. Maybe he gone up in the hills to take a rest in the bush and consult with all them Obia spirits.
Yeah.
Somebody robbed me last night. I just opened the shop. I find money missing. Oh, God, thieves and robbers in this village. I don't know what to do. All these years, this never happened. I got to tell Zeppi. Zeppi! Big trouble in the village. Big trouble in the village. Come quick.
What's all the excitement, Lutchman?
Zeppi, last night somebody break open the shop. Money missing.
But take it easy, man.
Money missing. We got to go to the police.
I can't remember when last we had cause for police here, man. We always manage our own affairs. Let me think. We don't want no disgrace with police.
This is a serious business, Zeppi.
I agree, Lutchman. That's why you did the right thing to come to me first. being as I am the one who always advise people.
Wait a minute. I don't think I want you and your powers, you know. I don't want you all in this matter.
Well, who's talking about me and my powers? You don't give a man time to finish what he have to say.
Well, it better be good as I going straight to the police.
I am talking about machines, Lutchman, which is a language you should understand.
Machines? What machines?
Well, come inside, I'll show you. Take a look at that, man. This is not no play machine like what you have got in the shop, Lutchman. This is machine father. The salesman in Port of Spain was in tears when he parted with it.
I mean, it kind of looked fancy, you know. But what it does do?
What it does do? What it does do is what it would tell who is the thief who thief your money. That is what it does do. You ever hear about computer?
A little bit, yeah.
Feeds in your information, you get the answer.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see it.
Not so fast, man. Listen to the idea I have. I will bring it to the shop this evening and put on a big demonstration announcing the thief in front of the whole village.
I look, Zeppy, I don't know about that, you know, like you getting a lot of free publicity.
Not to mention all the money you will make when the shop crowd up with customer who come to see my demonstration. Nor the fact that we will know who is the thief.
Well, that is true, you know. That is really true. But let me tell you something. If it don't work, I'm getting the police after you, too.
No. I need all the information I could get. I know the names of everybody. But let me hear your story. Now, don't leave out a thing.
Well, you know, last night I lock up the shop as usual.
Yeah.
But you know, Zeppy, I got a window what always giving me some trouble to shut.
You never shut it.
Anyway, as soon as I went in this morning, I noticed that the till break opened.
Till?
$25 and some change was missing.
25? Machine, I have programmed you like the man say. Your belly must be full with all that information. Let's have a little trial.
Insufficient data.
What? Insufficient data in the village, you blasted fool. I better check everything. This look okay? That is where it should. All connection made. And let's try again.
Insufficient data.
Oh, God. Mr. Super Duper Deluxe Electronic Computer. The great Zeppy is down on hands and knees begging and beseeching you. Tonight is my big night. Don't let me down. Maybe your parts need a little oiling. I will put a few drops with some snake oil. I will even go outside and catch a hummingbird and kill it and sprinkle a little blood if you would only work properly.
Hi, Mina. I just passed to meet you to go by the shop. You come in?
I wish I could, girl. But Gelda not feeling well. And got to go to hospital in the morning.
I see. It's a pity he didn't go today.
Oh, you mean?
Oh, nothing.
Talk out if you got anything in your mind.
Well, it's no secret how hard things with Gelda. It look kind of suspicious, this robbery business.
What were you saying, Rosa? That Gialdo thief Lunchman money?
Not me. I haven't said a word to anybody that I see him out late last night by the shop.
Mm-mm. All these years you and me been friends. And you could suggest such a thing to my face.
No need to get up on a high horse. I was just giving you a warning. That's all, as a friend. I don't expect you will take it that way. Anyway, Felix waiting for me in the shop. I got to go now. I got to see you.
If that is what you call friendship, well, I would never thought the day would come when my best friend turned against me for no reason at all.
Felix, why are you drinking so much?
I only had a few. This is a lot of foolishness, you know.
I don't call it foolishness. Don't you want to find out who the thief is?
Sure, sure. But I don't like the idea of Zeppi playing detective. I need another drink.
You're drinking like a fish tonight, you know. What's wrong with you?
Come on, let's go outside and get some fresh air.
We're not stepping 1 foot out of the shop until this finish. We come to see and we're staying to see, okay? Look who just come in. Geraldo and Nina.
I met Geraldo leave his sick bed and come just to show you Rosa, though we have nothing to hide.
Well, we will soon know the truth, won't we? In fact, it looks like the parade is starting right now. You're just in time.
Everybody quiet! Come on, quiet this here. Somebody pull the blooming plug from that jukebox. That's better. No. It come to my notice that a lot of you gone out of your head and say you got no more uses for Zeppi. But that way you wrong. Tonight I will give you a simple demonstration with the assistance of my machine by naming the chief who took the money. Don't be impatient, Edna. You people don't understand what's happening here, you know. You want machine? I give you machine. But never forget the man behind the machine. What you see here tonight will astound and amaze you. Okay, I can see I'm butting my head against a stone wall. I will just have a word here with my machine, as it cannot work unless I give the password. Oh, Mr. Machine, sir, King, President, please, I beseech you to come up with the answer. I can't talk too much because these people out for my head. But I will oil you down with a whole bottle of rum if you see me here tonight. Okay, don't come too close. Watch carefully. Get ready. No!
Malfunction.
Correct answer, Felix. Correct, Felix. Answer, Felix. Felix.
Oh, God, Felix, it's you.
All right. I will give back Lushman all the money. I want a lot afterwards, you know.
They will lock you up in jail.
Well, I don't want to make any trouble, you know. But that is if he give me back every cent.
Yes. God, please, Lushman. I'm begging you. I was meaning to put it back, but I didn't get a chance. I will give you back double what I take.
Rosa, make him promise to stop gambling too.
Anything. I swear, oh God, no more.
And don't think that you will get away so easy, Mr. Felix. You just wait till we get home.
Rosa.
Yes, Mina.
We still friends?
Girl, we more than friends. After the way I suspect Geraldo, I'm going to take all that gambling money from Felix. You see, after he pay lodgman, you don't have a thing to worry when Geraldo go hospital.
Thanks, okay? Girl.
Forgive me for kicking you up your backside, Mr. Machine. I'm going to give you a bath tonight instead of an island down with 100% proof rum. You and I will take off like a kite into endless possibilities with our electronicopia. Let me remind these people who is in control with a little music, eh? To start with.
There's always something in the Obi Pup. What is a machine, anyway, but something well adapted for some particular activity? So, with modern times roped into the service of magic, until the next time we bid fond farewell to Zeppi and his faithful clientele, we have a plane to catch at the vanishing point.
Zeppi's Machine by Samuel Selvin. Featured in the cast were Bill Mylan as Zeppi, Donald Truss as Jaldo, Raphael Vigod as the salesman, Josanne David as Mina, Elvin Hewitt as Felix, Marva Lawrence as Rosa, and Samuel Selvin himself in the role of Lutchman. Original music was written and performed by the Organettes Steel Orchestra. Technical operations were by Norm Hurley, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland, and the production assistant was Elaine Farner. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. Zeppi's Machine was produced and directed at CBC Calgary by Greg Rogers. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.